Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, November 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. President Andrzej Duda called on the international community to step up pressure on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine during his speech to the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP27, yesterday. Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, Duda pointed out, has generated crises and huge costs, which put at risk timely implementation of the climate transition as well as timely attainment of the intended goals. Furthermore, it has also generated additional emissions, exceeding the level of those produced by a number of developing countries within the scope of 1 year. Duda went on to make the case that transformation must serve energy security, and the international community must put pressure on Russia and become independent of Russian fossil fuels. The COP27 summit will play host to some 100 heads of state and government for the next 2 weeks, with a goal of adopting new objectives to combat global warming. Americans went to the polls yesterday to vote for members of the U.S. Congress, along with state and local officials and local ballot initiatives, as part of the so-called midterm elections. All 435 members of the House of Representatives are up for re-election, with 67 seats described as open, as no previous incumbent is running for them, with 37 races identified by political analysts as battleground districts that may determine control of the House. Going into the elections, Democrats held a slim majority in the House, with 220 seats to 212 seats for Republicans and 3 vacancies. Republicans need to flip only 5 seats to obtain a majority. In the U.S. Senate, 35 of 100 seats are up for election, with Democrats currently controlling the Senate due to the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. 12 of the Senate races are in battleground states, such as Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin, all states crucial in past and upcoming presidential elections. Inflation was the most significant issue for voters in Tuesday's congressional elections, followed by abortion and crime and gun rights, according to an Edison Research exit poll for CNN and other media outlets. Polls closed Tuesday evening in the U.S., with results expected to be announced in the coming days. Malbork Castle is among 11 historic royal residences in Poland which can be visited for free this month. As part of the 11th annual Free November initiative, tourists can check out attractions such as the Royal Castle in Warsaw, the historic Wawel Complex in Krakow, and the Castle of the Teutonic Order in Malbork. Other sites available to the public for free this month include the Wilanów Palace and Royal Łazienki Museum in Warsaw, along with the Saltworks Castle in Wieliczka and the Royal Castles in Poznan and Lublin. According to Culture Minister Piotr Gliński, the unique campaign comes in response to requests from the public to provide better access to museums and royal residences. And today is the last day for listeners to win prizes from Radio Gdańsk for sharing how they spend Independence Day. Participants are encouraged to send a short description or photo of their typical Independence Day celebrations to konkurs@radiogdansk.pl. The most interesting responses will be awarded a Polish flag during the Talk Gramy program. Listeners also have a chance to take home decorative Polish flags tomorrow at the Museum of the Second World War. Starting at 11 a.m., Radio Gdańsk will be set up outside the museum and will distribute Polish flags during a special broadcast. Details can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl or on the Radio Gdansk Facebook page.
The weather.
Today will be cool and cloudy with a good chance of rain in the early afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 13 degrees centigrade or 55 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 9 degrees centigrade or 48 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Sunnier weather is expected for tomorrow with a slight chance for rain again midday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.